Yes, David Eldar became the World Scrabble Champion on the weekend. He's a former King David student from Melbourne. And I can tell your listeners exclusively, because we actually found this out after the Juicy's went to print, that Eldar, when he was in Year 9 at King David School, became the Victorian Scrabble Champion. So from a very young age, he's been playing Scrabble, and he competed in the World Championships for the 8th or 9th time in England last week, and he was crowned world champion. I spoke to him myself. He said he was very excited. He's been playing the game for more than half of his life. He's now 27 years old. And the pinnacle of the game. So he said it was an amazing achievement. I also spoke to his dad. He was very proud. Yoram, he still lives in Melbourne. And he said that his son came pretty close a few times. And so he wasn't surprised to see him get the win, but it was still an amazing achievement for young David Eldar, who grew up in Melbourne and attended King David School.
Does he make a living out of it, or he's got another job?
No, he is a semi-professional poker player, so he makes some money there. And I actually asked him if he can make money out of Scrabble. He said, I wouldn't suggest it. A lot of luck involved in the pieces. And he even said that he didn't think he was the best player at the tournament, but he did very well to win and take the title.
We are talking to Joshua Levi, Deputy Editor of the Australian Jewish News. Joshua, when we talk about money, I saw the headlines at the Australian Jewish News this week, front page. Philanthropic Pratt is prepared to give away $1 billion, $1 billion in his lifetime.
It's pretty amazing. Anthony Pratt, the son of Richard Pratt, has pledged to give away $1 billion to charity. He, of course, is Australia's richest man, and he said that he can afford it, and it's a great honour and it's a privilege to do so. Sam Lipsky, who is the CEO of the Pratt Foundation, told the Jewish News that they support dozens of projects, in fact thousands of charitable projects across many communities and initiatives in 20 or more countries. In particular, they've been a very fond of the Australian Jewish community and donors of the Australian Jewish community, and we expect that some of that money will go towards Jewish communal organisations. In the past, more widely, they supported the Royal Children's Hospital, the Murdoch Children's Research Institute, and the Prince's Trust Australia. You've got to think about it, $1 billion. It's genuinely unbelievable, and something that I'm sure charities around the country will be lining up to try and see if they can get some help to cure a disease or help children, or who knows what they can do. It's really an amazing amount of money.
Well, congratulations to Anthony Pratt that he's willing to give away so much money to charities. This is an amazing thing. He's considered to be the richest man in Australia, isn't it?
He is. It's the ultimate tikkun olam. We say healing the world. Some people do it by going on a Saturday night and feeding the homeless, and some people do it by volunteering outside of synagogue. There's all sorts of ways you can do tikkun olam and try and heal the world. And when you are well off financially, to actually spend that money helping others is a real mitzvah and something we should all be very proud of.
We are talking to Joshua Levi, Deputy Editor of the Australian Jewish News. Joshua, Honourable Justice Michael Kirby is in the news.
Yeah, the United Nations takes a lot of flack from the Jewish community in Australia and across the world for its anti-Israel bias, and there's no doubt that they certainly do lean that way. But Michael Kirby said there is more to the United Nations than Israel, and he encouraged people to try and look past Israel to recognise the good that it does. He said, and I quote, "If we didn't have the UN, who would take the lead in ensuring that people everywhere would get access to essential medicines, and who would take the lead of dealing with the problem of proliferation of nuclear weapons, which could be disastrous for the whole human species?" He rightly says that the UN has some really key roles, and he's really just asked everyone to try and look past that. Look, it's easy to dismiss the Israeli bias as he does, and certainly he has a point. But I guess we'd like to see him and others tackle that when they have the opportunity.
He's got an opinion about the plebiscite as well, isn't it?
Yeah, he got some flack because he originally said that he wouldn't be participating in the plebiscite after he had a chat with his partner. and they decided not to. And he made a reference to the Holocaust, which led to some criticism from the Anti-Defamation Commission. He's now come back and said that he regrets noting the Holocaust and putting that reference in, and that maybe it wasn't the best comment to make. But at the same time, he says that he always stands up against those that are critical of others make false comparisons to the Holocaust, and he hopes that people will see that he has done a lot of good for the community. And in fact, the Executive Council of Australian Jewry defended him at the time because it was an off-the-mark, off-the-cuff comment and one that was never intended to offend anybody.
And Joshua, what's happening in Western Australia when it comes to all the Labor Party?
You know, the Labor Party across Australia has been voting recently and passing resolutions that many would consider anti-Israel. A similar motion was put before the WA Labor Conference. The motion stated that the Israeli government has continuously sabotaged peace talks and the Israeli settlements are designed and strategically placed to prevent a Palestinian state from ever being established. That motion was quickly defeated by some key members, and it was replaced with a very balanced one stating that Israel has a right to live within peaceful boundaries and with security, and it called on Labor federally to recognise Palestine. Some would say, the community leaders would say, once that first step has already happened. So what the community leaders would say is that the recognition of Palestine is contingent on Israel having safe and secure boundaries, which is contingent on a peace deal. So they would put forward that the recognition is only happening after a deal has been reached. But certainly, considering the first motion, it was a real win for the community.
We are talking to Joshua Levi, Deputy Editor of the Australian Jewish News. Before we go, any news in sports?
Yes, HaKoa, which was for a long time a very Jewish club, but there was one Jewish player starting on the week this week, competing against Melbourne City in the FFA Cup round of 16. They went down 3-2 in what is a real victory for the club against a fully professional team that competes at the highest sporting levels in Australia. And it was really a great result for the club and something that, once again, we should be very proud of, to have a club like that within our community.
Joshua Levi, Deputy Editor of the Australian Jewish News, thank you very much and have a great week.